flight home, I had to move again to a whole new setting, which I'm feeling alone. As I'm getting much older, I remember when the structures of the world didn't seem to decide the choices I made. Before everything exploded, we walked hand in hand, grenade. But why does it have to be so hard to be good when everybody says that's what you should? At least I'd like to say I did the best I could, but there must have been something I misunderstood. Oh, oh. Last night I felt something that I felt before in the Winter Olympics of 94. When we won everything from skis to peace, and I went to bed every night feeling at ease that the structures of the world were there for us to make them better. As we're leaving traces and making marks, write it all in a letter. But why's it have to be so hard to be good when everybody says that's what you should? At least I'd like to say I did the best I could, but there must have been something I misunderstood. Oh. Of the world are there for us to make them better. As we're leaving traces and making marks, write it all in a letter. What's it have to be so hard to be good when everybody says that's what you should? At least I'd like to say I did the best I could, but there must have been something I misunderstood. Oh.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 232. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by My Little Pony. That song is called Hard to Be Good, and that's on the band's album Making Marks, which came out in January of 2011 on the Spoon Train label. That's a band out of Oslo, Norway, who I'm just now hearing about, largely because Fika Recordings just released a new EP from the band, or what the band is now. They've pared their lineup down a little bit, and they are now known as Making Marks. That album is just fantastic, and for fans of Bell and Sebastian-style indie pop, you really can't go wrong with that. We're going to shift gears a little bit into something else that's kind of indie pop, but a lot more garage. This is The Babies with the song Moonlight Mile.
You better watch your mouth.
that's just a riotous good time there. That is the band Western Medication with the song 50 Foot Dive, and that's on the band's new EP, Painted World, which should be out January 29th on Jeffrey Drag Records. Even though the band sounds like they're from the north of England, they are actually from Nashville, Tennessee. But don't let that bother you. The band mixes punk, garage, and post-punk there to fantastic ends there. Good stuff. Before that, we heard The Babies with the song Moonlight Mile. And that is on the band's album Our House on the Hill, which Woodist released back in November of last year. A band out of Brooklyn, New York that combines members of Vivian Girls and Woods. They came through Kansas City not so long ago and put on a really good show. That is the band's second album, and it impressed me enough that I will go back and pick up the first. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This week is actually going to be a short podcast because I just haven't gotten much new music. This time of year, things are starting to come out, but there was a lull for a month or so while people wait for the holidays and don't expect much from new music during that time period. So some of these tracks are songs that from albums that I saw on other people's year-end list that I figured I should pick up, and some are just tracks I picked up along the way over the last month or so as we dealt with specialty Christmas podcast and specialty year-end ones. So it's a hodgepodge, it's a mix, but hopefully it's a good one. We're going to continue on here. This is Neil Halstead with the song Tied to You. Thank you. With that, we wrap up a beautiful set of music that has become my soundtrack over the last month or so. I'll ask for your indulgence in that in just a moment. We started things off with Neil Halstead with a song Tied to You. That is on his new album Palindrome Hunches, which came out on September 11th of last year on the Universal Republic label. You know Neil Halstead's work in Slow Dive and Mojave 3, and this is obviously a different acoustic affair, but it's no less rich than his previous work. The song I played certainly owes a debt to Nick Drake, but the album stands on its own, and I thoroughly endorse it, especially if you happen to be driving through South Carolina on a gray day looking at brown leafless trees. After that, we heard from Pascal Pinnon with the song When I Can't Sleep. That's on the band's album Twosomeness, which will do out on February 5th on the More Music label. That band is comprised of a set of twins from Iceland who make very bold and ethereal music, heavy in atmosphere, and it's excellent for watching snowy days through windows. I see that I'm out of music here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 232. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I'm going to be out of town this weekend to see Quicksand at First Avenue in Minneapolis, though I'll be back in Kansas City on January 27th to see Free Energy at Czar Bar, on the 31st to see Laguerre at Record Bar, February 2nd, Calexico at the Granada, February 20th, Cher UK at the Record Bar, the 25th, Maserati at the Record Bar, and then long-term looking out at April 4th to see Sigur Rós at Starlight Theater. Something to look forward to, but that'll be spring and outdoor, and that's a long ways away. We're going to end things this week with a track by Fig Dish. This song is called Bury Me, and it's on the album That's What Love Songs Often Do. Originally, it was released by Polydor Records, though the band has just wrestled control of the album away and has re-released it themselves. It's very much a product of its time. Released in 1995, the album definitely feels the punk revival started by Green Day only a few years earlier, as well as being influenced by the guitar sounds of grunge that still dominated radio at the time. When the two combine, it's nice. It sounds a bit like Hum, or maybe even Kansas City's Shiner. Other times, it just sounds dated. Luckily, the track I'm about to play still rings true. So we're going to end things here with Fig Dish with the song Bury Me. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.